What I have to share with you today may not come across as being all that politically correct. It may even appear downright offensive to some, but here's what it's about. Some practical wisdom for wives from a man's perspective. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday, we looked at the three most common mistakes that we men make in being part of our families, in taking up the role that God has given us as husbands and fathers. So today, it's the women's turn. What are the three most common mistakes that women make in being wives and mothers? Number one, making her children more important than her husband. Are children important? Absolutely. And there are times when being a mother is going to take all the energy that a woman has. But before she was a mother, she was a wife, and make no mistake, her relationship with her husband is vitally important to her children. Number two, constantly nagging her husband. Women, listen to me. Your husband is not your home improvement project, and what's more, he is never going to be perfect in your eyes. So no amount of nagging and cajoling on your part is ever going to change that. Here's how it works. Men being men will never, ever yield to nagging. Instead, they'll resent it, and what's more, they'll dig their heels in. Bottom line, you nag, you lose. Number three, undermining her husband's role in disciplining the children. Now, do we fathers get it wrong sometimes? Yes, we do. But the time to sort that out is when the kids have gone to bed, not in front of them. Come on, women, as they say, if the hat fits, wear it. You get these things right and everything changes. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 15. A complaining wife is like water that never stops dripping on a rainy day. That's God's word, fresh for you today. That verse from Proverbs, well, it's not what you'd call particularly politically correct, is it? And yet God's wisdom, which so often flies in the face of so-called worldly wisdom, has the power to transform your life. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.